الحمد لله الحمد لله الممتلئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم. إذ هم الطائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we speak about the battle of Uhud. We speak about the expedition of Uhud. Now, what is the link between this verse and the previous verse? If we look at the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. You see, O you Muslims, the moment some good comes your way, that good now coming in your way, this pleases the kuffar. They don't like to see that. But the moment some difficulty has to afflict you, some harm has to afflict you, then they become very happy. And then Allah says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. That if you are patient and if you have taqwa, then they plotting and planning and whatever schemes they devise against you, that will not harm you in the least bit. Because Allah is well aware. So what's the link between this verse now, battle of Uhud, and that verse, you making sabr, you having taqwa, and their harm will not harm you in any way. You see, in the battle of Uhud, the temporary setback of the Muslims against the non-Muslims was on account of them not acting fully upon the dictates and demands of that previous verse. They didn't make that sabr how they ought to make sabr in that battle of Uhud. That is why Allah speaks about the battle of Uhud first. Yet we know in the sequence of expeditions, Uhud comes after the battle of Badr. Allah first speaks about Uhud because of that reason. But in the sequence of ghazawat, of expeditions, we know the first battle in Islam that took place, the first famous battle was battle of Badr, and then after that came the battle of Uhud. But here we see in Quran Allah speaks about Uhud first and then the battle of Badr. So of course we cannot mention it, we are not going to mention the details of the entire expedition, rather we'll give a gist of those events that took place in this battle of Uhud, regarding which these verses now make reference towards those incidents. And yeah, Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So it was in the third year after Hijrah, in the month of Shawwal. And we know in the battle of Badr, many of the Sanadid, the chieftains and the leaders of the Quraysh, they were killed. And they could not digest this, that how the Muslims destroyed them and defeated them. So these kuffar, these disbelievers, the year, third year after Hijrah, a year later in the month of Shawwal, they came now to take revenge and to, they wanted to lay a war, they wanted to lay a battle and fight against the Muslims. So they came to the outskirts of Medina and they positioned themselves at the Mount Uhud. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at this time is in Medina Munawwara. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam learned about the fact that these kuffar have now positioned themselves at Mount Uhud. So he consulted the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum and he asked them, what should we do? Personally, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt that he would succeed and he would win the battle from Medina without coming out of Medina. But a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were very desirous and zealous to fight the disbelievers. This group of Sahaba, they did not participate in Badr. So they felt that because they lost out, and we know the fadila, the virtue of those Sahaba who were Badri Sahaba. So they felt that maybe this is an opportunity here for them to also show their strength and fight for the sake of Islam, for the cause of Deen, and come out and fight against the kuffar here in the outskirts of Medina. So they advised the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by saying, let us fight the kuffar and come out of Medina and not fight them from within Medina. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam personally felt that it would be better for him to fight from Medina and he would succeed like this. He also asked And this was the first time he asked the head of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, what should we do? And he also advised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we should remain here in Medina and not come out of Medina. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then went into his house. He discussed this here with the Sahaba, and then he donned his armor. And now when he came out of his home, and to this Allah now makes reference in this verse, Allah speaks about it. He put on his armor, and now he came out of his home, and he was going to position the people here, the Sahaba, the Mu'mineen, going to give them the positions for the battle. And when this was happening, Sahaba felt that maybe Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now coming out and to fight, because they put pressure on Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do so. So he's doing this unwillingly. So they told Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, okay, we are happy with your decision also. We can wait here in Medina, and maybe we should wait here and not come out. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, it does not behove a messenger who has already donned his armor. If a messenger put on his armor, it does not behove him to remove that armor before fighting. In other words, this is the difference between a prophet, a messenger, and a non-prophet. A non-prophet can remove, take on his armor at any given time. But if a messenger puts on his armor, now he has to fight. Because if he takes off that armor, it shows that he's a coward. He doesn't have, he's not brave enough to fight the enemy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, now we will come out. So Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Remember when you left your household, you were there with your family, you put on your armor. تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ. Now you are giving the positions of the, you are now تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, positioning the people and giving them their positions for the battle. Wallahu sami'un alim. And whatever was said, Allah knows, Allah hears. Wallahu sami'un, Allah hears whatever was said. Allah knows, Allah is well aware of whatever was happening at that time. إِذْ هَمَّ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَى. Now they are going out towards the outskirts of Medina. That is the battle of, that is Uhud, the Mount Uhud. And at that time, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, when he saw the amount of Muslims and non-Muslims, non-Muslims came 3,000. They came with women as well. But the Muslims now, they are in a company, a group of 1,000 only. So he said that, how are we going to win this battle? Why must we risk our lives and put our lives in danger? So he retreated with 300 people. So now the Sahaba are left with 700 people. And at that time, there were two groups. And here Allah speaks about these two groups now. إِذْ هَمَّ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَ وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. There were two groups from among you. In other words, these two groups were definitely believers. The Banu Haritha, and one group came from the Aus tribe, and the other group came from the Khazraj tribe. Both of these groups of believers, they were believers, and they at that time when they saw Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul is retreating with the Munafiqeen, so Allah says, they also tended to lose heart, to lose courage, because they saw now the army is getting smaller, we are now 700 people, and how are we going to defeat this big army? But here, they tended to lose heart. This is in their minds, not in their faith. And the Quran also gives testimony to this fact that they didn't lose heart, they didn't lose courage in their faith, because Allah says, "Ya wallahu waliyuhuma." Allah is their guardian, Allah is their protector, and Allah will only be the protector of the believers. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So it was almost that they were going to retreat as well, but then they remained steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the believers should place their trust upon Allah. This is what happened. They then put their trust in Allah, and they went out and they fought also with the Muslims. So one point here that happened here was, we see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this ghazwa, he put on one particular mountain, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam positioned a number of archers, and he told them that, you see, you remain here whether we win or whether we lose. You should remain here and look for the enemy advancing from all sides, and you should guard the Muslims against them. So this was the task, the mission that was given to them by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the beginning of the battle, the Muslims thought that, you know what, this clear victory, because they defeated many of the kuffar at the beginning of the battle. A time came in the battle where they almost thought that now the battle is finished and they can now proceed and get the spoils of war, the booty. So this group that was here on the this mountain, they also felt the same. And they thought now the battle is over and they can now come down and they can also take their share of this, of the booty and the spoils of war. It was at that time when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was not yet a Muslim, and from one mountain pass he ascended and he came from the rear of this mountain, and then he killed a number of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. So because these Sahaba at that time did not act fully upon the dictates of that verse, wa in tasbiru, you make sabr, but they didn't make sabr, they went down. But it was an error in their judgment, and Allah rewards everybody for them. Allah rewards them also because it was purely an ijtihadi mistake that came from their side, because at that time they thought the battle was completely finished. So that is why they left their position. So because that sabr wasn't there, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted them to be steadfast at that place, even if the Muslims were losing or winning, they should remain there in that place. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah speaks about what happened in the battle of Uhud before Allah speaks about Badr. So this was the battle of Uhud. Inshallah tomorrow we'll give the gist of the story of battle of Badr and those ayat that refer to certain events that took place there.